why don't we care more about gross national happiness? Now, in essence, the king was asking us to consider an alternative definition of success, what has come to be known as GNH, or gross national happiness. Most world leaders didn't take notice, and those that did thought this was just Buddhist economics. But the king was serious, and this was a notable moment, because this is the first time a world leader in almost 200 years had suggested that that intangible of happiness, again, that leader 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson with the Declaration of Independence, 200 years later, this king was suggesting that intangible of happiness is something we should measure, and it's something that we should actually value as government officials. For the next three dozen years as king, this king actually started measuring and managing around happiness in Bhutan, and including just recently taking his country from being an absolute monarchy to a constitutional monarchy with no bloodshed, no coup. And Bhutan, for those of you who don't know it, is the newest democracy in the world just two years ago. So as I spent time with leaders in the GNH movement, I got to actually really understand what they were doing, and I got to spend some time with the prime minister. Over dinner, I asked him an impertinent question. I asked him, how can you create and measure something which evaporates? In other words, happiness. And he's a very wise man, and he said, listen, Bhutan's goal is not to create happiness.